Summit County Community Development Director Pat Putt says the fire department was contacted on March 10th and told there were dozens of young adults living in the building. He says Assistant Fire Chief Scott Adams and a building inspector found it was being occupied by about 30 people at the time. Issues with fire alarms, carbon monoxide detectors, and sprinklers were identified, and a vacate order was issued to the property manager.
The property was previously approved in 87 for a residential use, a small hotel. It also received approval for an institutional use, that being the school. Now, given the fact that they're vested for those uses, doesn't give them any relief on the obligation to make sure that if there is a change of use to one of those, that they don't have all of the necessary building department and fire department sign-offs.
Putt says the next inspection will likely occur on April 3rd when the property manager says all the boarders will be leaving town anyway due to the end of the ski season. He says he doesn't anticipate any fines or corrective action against the property owners.
We're just going to see what happens beyond there. So we've been out, the building department's gone out. If they vacate and there's nobody in there, there's no reason to go beyond like any additional enforcement action.
Putt says he doesn't know who the property manager is, nor does he know much about the boarding operation.
I don't know if they were a group that came in. I don't know if they were local employees that came in. I don't know if the people who were operating this residential use are the same people who are bringing the hotel, the redevelopment project through. I just don't have those facts.
According to an article in the Salt Lake Tribune last Friday, the owner of the property is Hoffvest LLC. As of this broadcast, attempts to contact the company have not been successful, nor has KPCW been able to identify the property manager. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.